How much, how long ago did you wake up?
I don't know. Momentarily. I don't know. Momentarily. I mean, momentarily is about to, actually, I haven't woken up yet. So really? There you go. Yeah.
Do some of your best work half asleep. I like that.
I'm sleeping right now.
What is the picture you got behind you there, Jeff? What is that? That looks very artistic.
That's David Bowie in New York, 1974.
Wow. Were you there?
I was. I was 12 years old, and I danced naked, and the crowd loved it.
How have you been, Jeff? It has been too long since we've had you in town here.
I've been, I survived like all of us. Mm-hmm. I'm working, I swear to God. Really? I'm done filming Goldbergs and Curb for this past season, although Curb hasn't aired yet. It'll probably air in the fall.
We're going to go eat without you.
Good, who needs you?
And I'm spending the next week and a half preparing to go on vacation for a month. Like I'm doing all sorts of work, all sorts of things to feel like, okay, I'm ready to thrive. Then I go rest, and then I come back from resting, ready to go.
What kind of, we'll see if you even tell us, what kind of fancy place does a Jeff Garland like to vacation that requires 10 days of preparation?
Well, a lot of it will be in my own home doing nothing. Okay. I have a lovely home and I go swimming. So some of that will be that. Some I'll be in Chicago.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Some I visiting my girlfriend's family in Detroit.
Lovely. And,
but the primary thing, hi, I'm primary. You need something pried open, call me Mary. Primary. I'm primary. Yeah, I'm going to Hawaii. Maui, Four Seasons.
Come nice. Visit me. Well, yeah, that's a little Kapalua area there, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yeah. Lovely. That'll be great.
Yeah.
Jeff, before we get started here on the three questions with, even though I've already asked like six, before we get to the primary three questions, what was the highlight of your pandemic sitting in your lovely house there?
In all sincerity, I have my little dog, who's my dog on the Goldbergs. She's laying across the room over there.
Same dog.
What's that?
Same dog?
Same dog. I adopted her from the Goldbergs.
Oh, wow. That's kind of
cool. She needed a home, and I'm like, me, please. Right. Because for years, she was sitting on my lap, and I was like, oh, I wish I could have this dog. Then when I got divorced, I really felt like I needed a lovely companion.
Sure.
So she saved my life prior to the pandemic. During the pandemic, I realized how much this is. Look, I love what I do. I love, by the way, this is not a chore. I dig you. You know that. I dig doing anything with you. But what I discovered that I did not know, I always knew I liked napping, but I didn't know I love just sitting with my dog in my lap, petting her for like hours and not even reading or watching TV, doing nothing. I learned that I love doing nothing.
You're a simple man with simple pleasures.
I aspire to be.
That's good. Jeff, we can't thank you enough for joining us for three
Chicago
questions. Here's how this works, okay?
I'm just Chicago gonna... Music Exchange, by the way. I didn't wear it on purpose, but I love them and I love Chicago. And I love you, Eric. Keep going.
I love you more. So the three questions is hopefully questions you've never been asked. I just want your candid responses to these questions. I know I'll get that. Are you ready?
By the way, I'm designed to be on this show.
I guess you are.
No, I really am. You know me. I am designed. Because when we're sitting in your studio and you ask me things, you have no idea what's about to happen all the time.
I love
the look on your face and your compadres. It's fun. So I'm ready. Let's go, Danny-O.
All right. Question number one. We're going to start easy and we're going to build. Okay.
Okay.
Question number one. I actually wrote these down.
Okay.
What do people on the West Coast think about Chicago that isn't even remotely true?
Well, the number one thing is they think it's a windy city.
Mm-hmm.
And it, all said, I mean, Minneapolis is probably windier than Chicago. Sure. They don't realize that the Windy City is nicknamed the Windy City because of politics.
Exactly.
And so very often, not very often, but a lot of, by the way, do you know what's really fascinating about Chicago as opposed to other cities when people talk? People love Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
They either, if they haven't been there, they've only heard great things.
Right.
And everyone I've ever met who has been to Chicago loves Chicago. Now, there are a few people I meet who've only been there in the wintertime. And I don't know what they're, actually, they say positive things, too. And let me tell you something else. I just traveled last week for the first time in a year and a half.
Wow.
And I came to Chicago. I sang at the Cubs game on Memorial Day.
Sure.
And then I went to New York after. Now, I love New York, okay? Mm-hmm. I love New York. But I fell in love again with Chicago. It's been a year and a half. And Chicago still has all the things I love about it. And all cities in the world will come back from this and grow. But Chicago, still, the vibe, the groove in that city is just the best. And I went to New York, and I got to tell you, I didn't love it. It felt very grimy. It felt very intense. Uh-huh. And I still love going there, love working there. But sure. I had dreams in the back of my mind of maybe being tri-coastal. Because right now I'm bi-coastal.
Sure.
I live in L.A. and I live in Chicago. And I'm good with my Chicago, L.A. And in about 5 years, I may move full-time back to Chicago.
We would love that. We've got plenty of room. We'll find you a nice spot.
Yeah. If I do that, I have to get a new place. But I have a lovely apartment there in Chicago.
Well, I can't wait to come over.
By the way, you say that. Don't be an idiot. You said that like, well, there's no chance I'll ever be at Jeff's apartment, which is bull crap. You should, as a matter of fact, I'm making it a priority, Mr. No Confidence, that you come over and hang out with me in my apartment.
Can we do that? Can we do some kind of like a thing where you and I just hang out and we just have the dog and it's just whatever happens, happens?
The dog won't be with me when I go to Chicago. The dog stays.
Can I bring my dog?
Yeah. No, actually, I don't know. I love dogs. I don't know. I don't know what the policy is of the building.
Well, we'll have to figure it out.
But yes, you and I could just sit and do nothing. You could put your dog on your lap and we'll sit and talk.
That's the best thing I do is a whole lot of nothing. You've seen it happen firsthand. Question number two. I'm glad you said that you were traveled for the first time in a year and a half. Number two is on three questions with Jeff Garland. Who is the most interesting person you've sat with or seen on a plane? I know you used to fly a lot. You got the big shot seat up front. You ever sit down, there's like a Harrison Ford there or something, any of those kind of things?
Wow.
Yeah. He told you, tough questions.
Who?
Either sat with or you seen him walk down the aisle.
Yeah. I don't have.
I've stumped Jeff Garland.
Yeah, because, you know, I've met interesting people. Like I met the guy who designs and he works with Kanye West, designs his stages because people love Kanye. So he was a fascinating guy to sit and talk with.
Right. There's Julia Roberts, like three rows over.
First off,
from LA.
No, Julia Roberts. No, I've been in a movie with her, but I've.
Well, that looks nice.
Yeah,
can you get her to be on three questions with?
What's that?
Can you get her to be on three questions with? Can you get her?
We are not friends. I'll leave it at that. I'm trying to think. You know what's so funny is I'll see actors and stuff, but I know them.
Right.
Like I've not seen somebody like Harrison Ford where I would go, are you kidding me? That's Harrison Ford. Holy shit. You know, where... You know, I have that. I had that on the Goldbergs. I'd be doing scenes with George Segal. And in my mind, I'd go, I'm doing a scene with George Segal. I used to go see his movies as a kid. or on Curb.
Right.
I get that when I'm working with Ted Danson. Like, I'm like, ah, it's Ted Danson. I can't believe I'm here. I don't do that out loud.
Right.
And also, he and I are friends.
There we go.
But he knows how I feel about him. Yeah, so it's like I have those moments, but on the set.
Gotcha.
I've never gotten those moments on a plane.
Can you get Ted Danson to get Julia Roberts?
No, but I might be able to get Ted Danson for you.
Now that would be something.
Yes.
That would be something.
Yes, 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 yes.
See, that's a common misconception here of Chicagoans. We think every person in Los Angeles, every time they get on a plane, it's nothing but celebrities flying out. That's what
we think. No, I'm generally, when I fly, the guy in first class that when people walk down, they go, hey, you know, which is so nice.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, it's usually one celebrity per flight.
Gotcha.
That's the new post-COVID rules.
I thought I saw that on the American Airlines website.
Yeah.
I thought I saw that. Question number three. Three questions with Jeff Garland. I think you're going to like this one. You ready?
Okay.
What show would you rather guest host? The View, The Chew, or Dr. Phil? If they called you and they said, we need you to sit in as the guest host.
On well, I've already guest hosted Regis and Kelly.
Right.
That's
as have I one time, Jeff.
Yes, you did. I saw you.
Thank
Fantastic.
You.
So we have that in our thing. I don't want to be on the, I mean, I've been on The View with the ladies.
Uh-huh.
I've been on the Chew. Is The Chew still on?
I don't even know. I just was trying to run.
Okay. Yeah, it's a fun title. The Chew I did was enjoyable, but unequivocally, I'd want to guest host Dr. Phil. Oh my God, would I love that. And I would love a cornucopia of people with different problems.
Oh.
And I would handle it in my own Dr. Phil way.
That is one big massive train wreck of a show, isn't it?
No, I think it'd be much better than the Dr. Phil show.
Oh, really? Wow.
I think there's no doubt which would be more enjoyable or entertaining to watch.
Jeff, are those women on The View, are they nice? Or are they just all, because they always seem so mad.
I love Whoopi Goldberg. I'll leave it at that. That's all I said. I love Whoopi Goldberg.
That is perfect.
I do love Whoopi Goldberg.
Really?
So much. Oh, yeah. She's the best. She got me into weed. I never smoked weed when I was a kid, but I did The View. I did The View a few times. I've done it like a half dozen times. And Whoopi Goldberg, I was telling her about anxiety, having trouble right. sleeping. Next thing I know, she's got me all set up on weed. And it's and by the way, weed is the way I sleep, man. It's the best.
This is why I love having you on, because when we first came on, you never know where it's going to go. And we ended up with Whoopi Goldberg got me on weed. See?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why hanging out in the apartment would be fun.
Yes. Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Jeff, I miss you terribly. You know that. I love
yes.
your family.
Yes. And I will be in town in the fall intermittently. I am doing a tour this fall.
Okay.
Comedy clubs. Wait, but this comedy clubs all around the country.
Uh-huh.
I'm playing. I'm doing weekends all through the fall for free.
Free?
Yes. I'm not getting paid. My opening act is getting paid, but I'm paying mine and my opening act's travel and hotel, and the club has to pay the opening act. They didn't volunteer. But I'm doing this to help clubs, and I'm going to be in Chicago in November at Zany's in Rosemont. That's one of the clubs that I'm doing.
They're great folks. You know, we know the folks out at Zany's in Rosemont. They're wonderful people.
Yeah, I love that club. And so I'm doing a weekend so they can make some money. You
That's
know,
beautiful.
Bigger money than they usually make
for sure.
Me. And it's good. It's actually called the Use Me Tour. It really is. But I bare season tickets. So I'm going to be in during the thing. All right. I got one for you.
Yeah.
Go to one of the Bears games with me.
I'm in. Let's do
there
it.
There you go. Now
I'm
we'll pick well to do it. All right.
Yeah. And then we'll just we'll go hang out at the apartment some other time. We'll go to the Bears game first.
No. We go to the apartment before or after the Bears game.
Oh, okay.
And we just sit there and we talk and we just right. enjoy the fact that two intelligent gentlemen are, like, I like to think intelligent. I know
right.
you're looking around because you got to be. Truth is, there's nothing more joyful than being humble. I aspire to be humble. I aspire to not have ego do anything, you know. But, you know, that's a challenge because we all have that. And we're all, especially as men, we're idiots. But yeah, being humble, delightful.
Jeff Garland, you're one of the best men I know. Thank you for joining us on Three Questions With, and I will see you in the fall.
You will. Enjoy your good looks.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
See you, Jeff.
Bye.
Eric from Eric in the Morning. There are questions that need answering. And hey, I might tap you for a few questions to ask. So subscribe to Three Questions With on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.